Welcome to another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe C. Mandel, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Master Sergeant Sa Famwena. She is the first sergeant with the 194th Medical Group, the 194th Wing. But you're also with Vet Corps, and you're part of the Wellness, Arts, and Military program at the Washington Arts Commission.
Yep.
And then Brian Bales. So you are the program manager for the Wellness, Arts, and Military program.
Yep.
But you're also a U.S. Marine vet.
Yep.
And you're here to kind of share what their program is, how others can get involved, and kind of share the good stuff that you guys are doing. So
yeah,
thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
thanks for having us. This is awesome.
So intro and background yourself. Brian, we'll start with you.
So. Okay, sure. Yeah. So I'm a Washington native. So I'm from about an hour and a half south of here from a little town called Kelso, Washington.
Yep,
so,
no Kelso.
Okay, yeah. Grew up there, graduated from, I'm not going to say what year I graduated from. I don't want to age myself here. But yeah, so joined the Marines at 19, spent 5 years doing that, got out, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, have really great experiences and times and everything like that. Not necessarily me. So like when I got out, for me, I was like, okay, I'm going to use my GI Bill. I'm going to put everything that I did behind me and just kind of move forward. And, you know, here I am 14 years later running a military connected program here in the state of Washington. I've actually been working with vets since 2012. So it really, like, I was like, okay, I want to put this behind me, right? But it lasted a couple of years. And then I was like, okay, something's missing. Let's get involved in this. And I got involved in the program that Saw's in right now, the Vet Corps program, really not knowing anything about it or what it was. But, you know, it really changed my perspective on, you know, not just myself, but how I can still find a way to serve others and help others, you know, transition out, be successful, and whatever that looks like for them. And I've been really lucky to be able to continue to, you know, serve veterans, for the past 14 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Sa, how about yourself?
Yeah. So I come from a military family background. So my dad's retired Army, and then my sister was also in the Washington Air National Guard, which is how I joined the Washington Air National Guard. And shortly after I took position at the medical group as their shirt, I was looking for something outside that was kind of similar into serving others and having that peer-to-peer connection with military members. Mm-hmm. And so a good friend of mine recommended the Vet Corps program. I wasn't familiar with it as well when I first signed up to do it. And, you know, I was blessed because I got to join the Wellness, Arts, and Military Department as their Vet Corps member. And so I get to work and kind of be kind of like a liaison and like a peer mentor to members that are transitioning outside of the military, and also like connect them with resources, and specifically for us, connecting them with art and wellness organizations. And it's been really awesome.
And we call it WAM for short, because you,
WAM,
have,
yes.
You
WAM.
Have to have a cool
WAM.
If you don't have a cool acronym, what are we right. even doing here? You know,
all so, about the acronyms.
Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. WAM without the H, though. Let's just make sure.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but not the dance.
George Michael
just
isn't here. Rest in peace. But yeah,
yeah.
Love it. Drop a careless whisper somewhere there.
So. Yeah.
So you kind of already alluded to how you learned about the Guard through family. Kind of go more in depth on that.
Yeah. So my sister, she was part of the same here at Camp Murray, and she was in the Guard as well. And the biggest selling factor was having that flexibility of going to school, try to figure out what I want to be when I grow up, and serving as well and getting the benefits. So that's what really attracted me to the Guard, was being able to have the best of both worlds. So, and utilizing the benefits along the way, and 14 years have gone by and I'm still here. So,
nice.
So far, so good.
Very nice. So you kind of already talked about the program a little
yeah.
bit, the Wellness, Arts, and Military Program, WAM for short, W-A-M, not W-H-A-M,
yes.
Just so everyone knows. What is it and how can others get involved?
Yeah, so it started in 2017. There's a national arts organization called the National Endowment for the Arts. And a subsection of that is Creative Forces, which is a military-connected arts national program. And they give grants to organizations across the country who do this work, who work with military-connected individuals in the arts. And so WAM got started back in 2017 with them through small grants. And then in the 21-22 legislative session, it was fully funded by the state. And so I joined the program in 2022. In July of 2022, I came over to the Washington State Art Commission. I was previously at the State Department of Veteran Affairs. And to really build this program out, and kind of what we wanted it to do was be like kind of our own creative forces, like our own grant program. So we worked and we developed quite a few different grants that we offer to military connected individuals and organizations across the state. So kind of our two big ones is we have our general operating support grant, and that one we give up to $35,000 per nonprofit or state, tribal, or government organization to do art programming. So that can look a lot of different ways, right? So you can look at, one of our partners is the Tacoma Museum of Glass, and they have their Hot Shop Heroes program. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, but they do glass blowing for not only service members but also veterans as well. And so we're able to help support that program. And man, they produce some really, really cool pieces of art. And there's other organizations like that as well. And then one of our other grants is we partnered with the Washington State Department of Veteran Affairs. They have four different veteran nursing homes across the state. And then they also have a transitional housing program. So we've partnered with them to give a $150,000 grant for them to be able to do art programming for their residents at those facilities. So that's been really neat to kind of see just better quality of life, right? Art brings better quality of life. Mm-hmm. And then by far and away, my favorite grant that we do is our self-directed art practice grant, SAP. You know, because we gotta keep in with the acronyms here. And so this one is we're the only state in the country that has this type of grant. So we really are at the forefront here in Washington for military-connected folks in the arts. And so our SAP grant is a small one-time up to $3,000 grant that gives you can be military-connected. So you can be active duty, guard, reserve. You can be a spouse of one of those three or a child over 18 of one of those three as well. And veterans. Did I say veterans? Mm-hmm. I think I did. Okay. And up to $3,000 for any of those folks to just complete an art project. It doesn't matter what the art project is, right? Like, one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people, they kind of connect art with maybe like fine art or where really it can be so many different things. Like, just the different types of projects that we've seen come through and the applications are like, you know, from woodworkers to metal workers, photographers, videographers, podcasters,
poetry,
writers, painters. I mean, just everything, every dancers, everything under the sun for an art project that people can do this work. And, you know, just to not only better themselves, but to, put something out there for the community to see. And so that's really kind of our program at the core, is to be able to give those connections and to be able to help folks, just be better, do better, feel better.
So, and what is it? We're obviously in the arts too, right?
Absolutely.
What we do here. And what does it mean to somebody who, you know, especially a military member, right? Where a lot of the time you're so rigid and strict on what you can do, to have that kind of freedom of expression now as you get out of service or you kind of grow. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to them to have that kind of avenue through you guys?
Sure. Yeah. You know, do you want to take
it? No, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll piggyback after.
Okay. I think it's different for everybody. There's a mentor of mine. I'm going to shout him out. Dr. Peter Schmidt. He's the former director of counseling and wellness at the Washington Department of Veteran Affairs. He has a saying that's called, all veterans are like some veterans or like no other veterans, right? So it's going to mean different things to different people. But I just think being able to, it's a way to express thoughts, feelings, emotions that you might not be able to like put out in words. It's a way to not isolate, connect with a community of other artists. It's a lot. It's a lot of different ways. I don't know. Do you have anything?
Yeah. I mean, similar to what you said, there's so many avenues. I think, you know, I've recently worked with a veteran artist who's a combat veteran who loves doing art, mm-hmm. and watching him do it, you just see like all the stress and anxiety just kind of shed mm-hmm. off, because he's in this moment where he's creating art and he's able to tell his story through his art. Because a lot of times members, you know, we have a hard time to find the right words, mm-hmm. and just doing art, whether it's dancing, writing, sculpting, mm-hmm. or painting, it's a wellness outlet. It's therapeutic. Yep. It has so many benefits, as you know, the research shows. So that's probably the most profound thing I've seen working with veteran artists, is seeing them being vulnerable and tell their story. Yeah. And then it also opens the avenue for other people to tell their story.
Yeah. And I think it goes more than that too. Yeah. I think it's also just like a great social activity, you know, mm-hmm. like you have like the therapeutic and the wellness. I mean, obviously wellness is the first word. But wellness, I think it goes beyond that, like the therapeutic. I think healing can be a mm-hmm. lot of different things. And so, like, you know, me personally, like to be able to connect like my love of the arts along with like what I've been doing the past 14 years, and to be able to connect and serve veterans and military connected people. I mean, it really was just like a kind of a match made in heaven for me.
Yeah. So obviously this kind of came up because you reached out to me on a previous podcast we had with Adolf Pinlack, who he was a mm-hmm. guardsman who drew, right? And he also created these beautiful art pieces. So I don't know if he got involved with you guys afterwards, but how do others get involved?
Oh, yeah. So for our grants, they open in the fall. And so every year, right around, you know, September, October, we put a message out to the community through social media, all of our connections that we have, to let as many people know as possible that our grants are open. And, you know, we try and make our grants as easy as possible to apply. You know, basically what we're looking for is just kind of tell us about your project and then give us a simple budget of how you're going to pay for it and what you're going to use the funds for. Right. Mm-hmm. And then other ways to get involved, you know, you can go to arts.wa.gov. You can sign up for our newsletter right there. And so anytime we have something that's going to pop up and come out, you'll be able to get that connected right to you. And also, you know, shoot me a message, shoot me an email. Mm-hmm. My email is bryan.bales@arts.wa.gov. I'm going to spell it all out.
We'll put it in the notes.
Yeah. Send me an email. If this is something that you're interested in, if you want to get involved, if you want to see work from other veterans, veteran artists, or just military connected artists, if you want to connect with other artists, let me know. Let's do what we can to make that happen.
Yeah.
I was going to share a quick fun fact is that the building right over here, the Pierce County Readiness Center, I don't know if they changed the name, mm-hmm. but the PCRC, actually, if you go on our Ottawa website, there's artwork in there that's commissioned from Artswa.
So, is that the big like glass?
The glass, yeah. Yep. So if you go on the website, you'll see.
I did not know that.
Yep, there you go.
Something new every day.
So Camarillo itself, we have some of the commissioned artwork, but also if you go on the website, you'll see a lot of veteran gallery artwork on there. And then as the Vet Corps member, I'm always looking to collaborate with members on doing different service projects. Mm-hmm. I did a pickleball tournament and had veteran artists design and create all the trophies. I couldn't compete in it because then that would look good. But I really wanted to.
You should have competed in it.
I should have. That'd be weird. I won all the trophies that I helped make. Anyways.
She made me a special trophy.
I did. We should have brought it.
I should have brought it. It's a paddle with my face
laser engraved on it as a Ninja Turtle.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, same with Ryan. Shoot me a message if you're looking to put on some type of project and I can help connect with different art and wellness organizations that we can put something on.
Yeah. I mean, anything else, really? This is your chance to kind of talk about the program. And
you know, coming up this summer, we're going to be at so every year the Washington State Department of Veteran Affairs hosts a Serving Those Who Served conference. So it's a free conference for people to attend. It's in Spokane this year. It's the last week. It's the last Thursday and Friday of August. I think it's the like 27th or 28th. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that exactly. I think those are the dates. But we are going to have in that room at that conference in Spokane, there's going to be a gallery of art that's going to be from folks who have been through and done our grants and have been connected with us either through our self-directed art practice grant or one of our partner sites who bring pieces in as well. So there's going to be a great a lot of great art that you'll see that'll be created for that.
And one of the members is actually from the 194th Wing.
Oh, well, there we go. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's so great.
You'll have to attend to see who it is, though.
Look, ooh, the mystery. And then one other thing, if you are curious kind of about our self-directed art practice grant, on our webpage, there is a link. We made a short documentary on kind of we followed four different grant recipients, and they talked about the process of them creating their piece for for our program. So it's just a pretty short documentary. Check it out. It's really neat.
On your website?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Anything else, Sahan?
No, just check out the website. Reach out. If you're an artist, you don't have to be Picasso to practice art. It's mm-hmm. just a way to have an outlet. And
oh, yeah. You know what? That we should talk about that.
Yeah. Because I think that's when I first joined, I was like, oh, I'm not an artist. But after doing these service projects, I was like, you know what? We're all a little bit creative in our own way. Yeah. It may not come out to like this beautiful masterpiece of a frame
be beautiful
picture.
To you, you know,
right, exactly. It's subjective.
Else,
so it's about using that creative side.
Yeah, I guess I do want to kind of touch on that because mm-hmm. I've had a lot of people say, well, I'm not an artist, I'm not creative, or like the arts aren't for me, you know. And I say, who's your favorite band? You know, and then I'll
guess it's
what?
Art.
That's art. What's your favorite?
What's that? Who designed that patch you're wearing?
Yeah. What show are you watching right now? Like, what's mm-hmm. your favorite movie? Mm-hmm. Or yeah. you know, yeah. there's so many different things that can be art, that is art. Mm-hmm. You know, and for our grants, you know, we're not. That's one of the things. You know, we're not. Not everybody is you know, a professional level mm-hmm. artist, and that's okay. We're not looking for that. We're just looking for folks to find a new way to express themselves in a healthy and fun and creative way. And it doesn't, you know, it could be you could be a, you know, I've painted my entire life, but now I want to try something else. I want to poke mm-hmm. my hat in and I want to try this. That's great. You know, mm-hmm. or if you've never done any sort of creative outlet in your life and you want to try something, that's great too. Like we want people to come in and see what it's like, and we want people to try the arts, whether it's for the first time or for the millionth time. You know, we want anybody and everybody.
Or,
yeah.
So, no, I appreciate you guys coming on and talking about it. If you're interested in getting connected with Brian and Sal, we can definitely put their information in the notes. We've got both their email addresses. We can put the website in the notes. If you like the video, give it a like. If you have any questions or want to know more, make sure to comment. We can pass those along to you guys. And if you like the channel, subscribe for further episodes. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.